Good evening. This is Natisha Willis here. I am so glad that you all decided to join me for How to Write a Book in a Weekend for Coaches. So hopefully if you are on this call, you are a new or established coach who wants to get his or her message out there, position yourself as an expert, create another income stream, and ultimately add author to your list of titles. So that's what we're going to be talking about this evening. I am also a coach as well as an author, as well as a speaker and a trainer. So I primarily do business coaching. I have a passion for marketing, and I also am a student at Institute for here at the program, Institute for Life Coach Training. Sometimes I get that messed up. And so I wanted to share the experience that I had with writing a book. About 3 years ago, I wrote my first book, which was positioned to be a holistic business journal, right? And the idea was, okay, let's put all of these activities that a person needs to create, or really all these activities that a person needs to go through in order to be considered a holistic entrepreneur. And so it was really a how-to book. And I had all of these activities, affirmations, everything that I thought were basically important. So about a year later, I finished the guide. It was designed to be a workbook. I completed it. And then about a year later, while backpacking, I came across this book, actually called How to Write a Book in a Weekend. And so you can Google that book. The full title is How to Write a Book in a Weekend, Even If You Flunked English Like I Did. So you can Google that title, kind of put quotes around that entire phrase and type the letters PDF in there, and it'll give you a ton of information as well as hyperlinks. I really like that book because, number one, it's free, and number two, it has a ton of hyperlinks so that if you want to go to other resources, you can find them. And so I followed basically that exact model. And so the reason that I wanted to share this information with you, number one, is to kind of expose us as coaches to another way of introducing people to coaching. So that particular book isn't directly designed or written for coaches, but I wanted to do this presentation because I believe that a book is a great coaching product. Traditionally, in our coaching program, we're not really taught about the millions of ways to make money outside of or to create an income for ourselves as a coach outside of one-to-one coaching. And, I mean, I understand that's the traditional way that coaching has been delivered, but we have to remember, keep in mind, that everyone we meet isn't necessarily ready, either emotionally or financially ready, to pay for coaching. And so a book is really a great way to help them get ready. I always ask coaches, so what do you have if people are not ready to sign up for your coaching program? And when we think about coaching programs, we want to, of course, think of them priced in such a way that it makes sense for both of for everyone, right? So there's coaching programs that range anywhere from $100 an hour to and up, really. One of the books that I know of by Rich Litvin is called The Prosperous Coach, and so he talks a little bit about just a little bit about pricing. So that's one of my favorite books. But you know, when you think about it, what do you have in place for them to get ready? The book is really a great way for someone to decide whether or not they want to work with you. If you put all of your information in a book, whether it's a book in particular about your coaching process or how you came to be a coach, or kind of how you walk students through the coaching process, maybe some anecdotal stories, right? All of these things allow people to get to know you. As coaches, we're really in the relationship-building business, right? So the very first time that you meet someone, unless you have a previous relationship, they're, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to hire you for one of your coaching packages, not on that first meeting. But if you have a book is like a lower level, a lower risk investment. So it's really easy for people to kind of get to know you that way. I also like to say that it's a great way to create another product. Coaching, in my opinion, like other services, it kind of is one of those things that's in the dark. So in order for people to kind of trust you, they want to be able to test it and try it out first, right? We have to remember that as coaches, we're basically telling people that I can help you transform your life, okay? And that, I mean, it sounds like magic when you're talking to someone who may not necessarily have experience with coaching. I'm going to assume that most of us are probably one of not that many coaches in our familial environment, right? And so people may or may not be super duper familiar with coaching. In my experience, what I found is that the people who typically go into coaching, they aren't like fourth or fifth generation coaches, right? They don't have uncles and aunts who were coaches and introduced them to coaching and then they decided to choose it as a career. Typically, we are the ones who are passionate about personal development, love learning, and love improving ourselves, and we're usually in our immediate circles of friends unless we have created a bunch of coaching circles of friends, usually we're the only one in our circle like us. So being mindful that most people are not, they may not be intimately familiar with the transformation that happens as a result of coaching, writing a book can actually help them to understand that. It's also a great, as they say in the sales industry, a great downsell or upsell, meaning it's a great place to start. So if someone wants to begin working with you, but they may not be as sure, you having a book or basically an entry-level product will allow them to begin to get to know you. In addition, for you, it allows you to begin to get to know them as well. So someone buying a book, you could also have a partner, some type of partner product that goes with it, some way of keeping up with them or following up with them. So one of the books that I bought most recently was a book called Launch, which is all about really launching your online service. And at the end of the book, when you finish, you can go to this website and there's some additional videos. Well, you may or may not know this, but this idea of people like talking and being able to see you visually, so you being on video in probably behind a landing page. I don't know if these words are totally foreign to you, but a landing page is basically just a website. So someone being able to purchase a book, and then at the end of the book, you provide a way for them to get in touch with you, where maybe they go to a website, enter their email address, and then there's a series of videos where you're talking directly to them. It helps to begin that know, like, and trust factor, which is super duper important for those of us who are in the relationship building business, right? Because that's what coaching is. One of the other things is it allows you a book. It helps you to build your brand. Your brand is your reputation, right? So all the things that people know about you. When someone buys your book, guess what? Even if, and I know I have a ton of books that I may hear, especially if your title is specific enough, I have a ton of books that I may or may not read, but if a friend asks me about a book, if the title is catchy and it refers specifically to something that I know that someone else needs, guess what? I'm passing that book around. So having a book, it allows now people can pass something of value around as it relates to you. It's not necessarily a business card, right? A business card is really easy to get lost. Whereas a book is like something tangible, something physical. In addition, having a book allows you to do more free work. I know a lot of us, especially when we're first getting started, we do lots of free coaching, which is great. I'm a huge fan of small group coaching and community-based coaching, which basically means that I teach coaching workshops inside my community. And so being able to do that, number one, it gets me in front of lots of people, but it also gives me practice in kind of just sharing my message and getting really clear on what it is that I do and what I don't do, which also allows you to build your practice as well. Now, the thing is, when I get these speaking engagements and I'm doing these free workshops, I always bring some of the journals. The first thing that I printed was a journal, right? And it was really just a, I call it my first coaching product, because it was a product that I created based off some stress that I had when it came to networking on Facebook in particular, right? So I needed a way to keep track of all the friends that I was making, all of my appointments for the day, a place to write my visions, a place to keep notes on all the calls that I was making, a place to maintain the follow-ups and all of that. So that was like the first thing that I ever created. I call it the Freedom Finder or the Friend Finder. So it was really just a way to keep track. But having that in the back of the room when I do my speaking engagements or when I do my small group workshops allows people to experience and get even more value from me. As coaches, oftentimes we're not taught brand building, right? We're taught about how to build a business, but this idea of building a brand means that you are more and you need to have more than just one way for people to interact with you. When you think about your, all of this, any top name coach, whether it's Jan Levinson or Oprah or what's the guy's name who just had that book, I'm Not Your Guru? Tony, I can't remember his name right now. But when you think about any of these top name coaches, John Maxwell, all of these coaches, they have multiple ways for you to work with them. And, of course, you working with them one-on-one is like the highest level, right? That's like the last thing that you that's really like the last thing that you do. That's why they're able to charge $5,000 and $10,000. Now, you may or may not want to charge that much, but human nature, there's this thing called fear of missing out, right? And so we typically desire and value those things that are considered not as available. Think of diamonds, right? Diamonds are supposedly, you know, the most precious stone, the most expensive stone, because there aren't that many of them. And so when you think about your coaching and yourself as a brand, right, the person's ability to have one-on-one contact with you, regardless of what level of coach you want to be, that needs to be the top, very top level of service. There needs to be some things that they go through. I don't want to say hoops that they jump through, but really just some levels of things that, you know, that they have to prove themselves, I guess, I don't want to say worthy, but definitely prove themselves ready to work with you in a one-on-one setting. Because if you are as good of a coach as I know you are, because you're on this call, you clearly have a value for personal development and growth, then working with you is going to be a highly transformational experience. And so in order for them to really get ready for that, as they prepare for that, both mentally and emotionally, and you know, like I know, sometimes people backpedal because they're not all the way ready for transformation. If you have levels, different ways for people to work with you, for example, having multiple books, then that's one way that you can do that. One of the other things that it allows you to do is to practice your craft. Like I said, you can create, like I said, I created, you know, my coach product, and it was really a journal, a way to keep track of all the people that you were meeting on a daily basis, both online and off. Well, as a coach, we've been through all of this training, and we've done all of these exercises, some that have been super-duper awesome, some that we think in our minds when we're doing it, oh, this will be so great. You should have tweaked it this way, right? You can now create a series of worksheets and turn them into a workbook that allows people to fill in the blanks. Because that's, I mean, even in a coaching conversation, we're typically asking questions. And so allowing people to ask themselves that question is kind of awesome. So how do you do this, right? Number one, you want to choose a topic. You always want to choose something that you know well. As a coach, you, for example, is a great topic to start with. Your story, how you came to be a coach, all the things that made you interested in coaching, the topics and exercises that allowed you to come to a place of huge self-reflection, all of these are great topics to start with. One example that I have, I'm starting a movement called Coach Your Damn Self. And it's a catchy title. It's kind of snazzy. But what it really speaks to is the idea that coaches are not, we're not magicians. We're not sent here or meant to really, we're not the ones doing the work. It's really the other person that's doing the reflection, taking action, right? And so this book is really, it's called Coach Your Damn Self, 30 Days to Self-Reflection. And it's really 30 things that made a difference in my life and helped me to get more clear on my purpose. So there's activities in there. There's space for you to write out the activities. I'm including stories in there. So think kind of like a cookbook. If you've ever seen a really good cookbook, it gives you the recipe for exactly how to do it. But then there's also a story that goes along with that recipe. So it may be how their grandmother used to cook and why they loved that recipe and so on and so forth. So one example of a book you could do is one that really just breaks down your coaching style. Here's the cool thing, right? I think one of the questions that I got was, what if people buy your book and then they don't want to work with you? So here's what the reality of the situation is. Most people are not disciplined enough to coach themselves. So this whole idea that I'm, you know, coming to about coaching yourself is really about taking some of the wool off of people's eyes about what coaching is. It's hard for us to explain sometimes, especially as new coaches, right? When we are specifically saying that we're life coaches and we're not specific about what it is that we're doing. From the outside looking in, it feels like magic, and it feels like some type of network marketing scheme. And it feels like if you can't tell me exactly what it is, then I probably don't want it. That's usually the take and the feedback that I receive from people who have experienced or met coaches who aren't all that clear about what kind of transformation they offer. So this whole idea of people coaching themselves, that what you're doing, especially in a book form, is, again, you're preparing people, you're gearing them up to work with you. And writing a book, especially if you're writing a book that kind of lays the foundation for you, what it does is allow people to get ready for the coaching process. Now, I know that we all have different populations that we work with, and in my population, people hear about this term coach, and they really don't trust coaches. And a large part of that, I think, is because people have been swindled out of their money so much. That for me to put everything inside a book, it really just, like I said, snatches the wool off and allows people to see behind the curtain. That allows them to know that, hey, this is not magic. As a matter of fact, I'm so confident in who I am as a coach and how I can serve you. Here's a book. It's a $10 or $20 investment. Try it out. Let me know what you think. And if the person is able to take themselves on a coaching journey by themselves, more power to them, I think, is great. But most people are typically just not able to do that. We need interaction. One of my partners, business partners, she says that healing takes place in community, which really means that if we could do it on our own, if we could do it by ourselves, we would have done it already. So whatever that transformation is, we need someone else to assist us with it, even if they have a book, even if they have all of the instructions. I mean, think about yourself. You know, how often has someone given you the exact instructions, but then you have follow-up questions? Or maybe there is a caveat that happens within the experience that you want to get some additional information or confirmation on. Or most people, when we're searching for information in a book, we aren't confident in our abilities as it is, right? And so we want to have that one-on-one or interaction, that human interaction anyway, just for someone to say, oh, yeah, you're good, you know, just to confirm and back us up and let us know, no, you're fine, like you can do this, right? Because that's really one of the roles that coaches play as cheerleaders and helping people to get out of their own way. So putting all of your secrets in a book, I promise, it won't make people not hire you. It'll actually have the opposite effect because there's now a, oh, this is the person who gave me the answers to the test. So the next time I have a question, yes, this is the person I want to talk to. In addition, like I said, if you have a piece, like a caveat or some type of website or some way that you can collect an email address in the back of the book, that allows you as the coach to take control of your own coaching relationships and the interactions that you make, and then begin building an email list, which is really just your way to stay in touch with people, right, and follow up with them. Okay, I think I did mention that it allows people to support you at a level where they're comfortable at, so you can sell. Basically, you, no matter how many people you have been called to work with, you can coach more people through a book than you can at any juncture of your life. Let's just imagine that you sold 1,000 books online or 100 books online in one day. You had a speaking engagement. You spoke all magically and marvelously about your topics to your people, and 100 people bought books. There's no way that you'd be able to buy, I mean, for you to coach 100 people at one time. So books allow you to really expand your reach and ultimately, like I said, expand your brand. In addition, coaching positions you, I mean, not coaching, but writing a book, it positions you as an expert. So your first book can be a coaching book, and your next book can be specifically about something that you know in particular. Now, having a book, I said that you can do speaking engagements first, but having a book, it also opens you up to speaking engagement opportunities, right? So when you position yourself as an expert, now you can take the stage at any location, and anyone who has thoroughly enjoyed your talk, they now have the opportunity to stay engaged with you. One of the examples I had, I think I mentioned it, allows people to take you home with them. So, by the way, this also works if you have recordings. So there was a few months ago that I met a young lady who was a John Maxwell trainer, and I offered to help her. She was coming to my area, and I offered to help her prepare for a speaking engagement that she had. And she had so much stuff, like product, and I was like thoroughly amazed. I had never seen anyone on my level, quote unquote. I say on my level because, you know, she was very down to earth, and yeah, come on, girl, come on, we can, you know, label these CDs together. But she had CDs, she had multiple books. One of the books that she had was actually a co-authorship. So she was in a part of a network marketing firm. So it was like 10 of them, and they all answered these questions and, you know, about their families themselves. So she had that book. Then she had another book, again, about transformation and what kind of transformation that she'd gone through. So her specific story. So there's all kinds of books that we can create. Now, as coaches, of course, one of the things that I think is important is for us to have a system. I'm really big on having systems. I'm a systems person. I come from the accounting world originally, and so I'm really big about, you know, having a step-by-step for people. Now, even if the step-by-step is not, even if the steps aren't necessarily in order, that isn't what matters. What matters most is that all the steps are there. So you know exactly how we're going to get there. It's like taking a trip, right? So you may drive from here to 5 miles away, and if there's traffic, you know, we can take a detour, or if there's an accident, we can go the back road. So it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to take the exact steps that are laid out, but at least no matter what, all of them are there. Having a system also forces you as a coach to take that leadership role and say, yes, I know the destination. I know where we're going. As a matter of fact, I know it so well, these are the steps that I took myself. So when I'm working with my clients, one of the things that I notice that we don't really talk about in our coaching programs is really how to take our own personal experience, so what we've gone through in our lives, and use that as a sounding board or a springboard, really, for how to address our coaching practice. So if you look at your own personal life and the things that where you have made the hugest transformation, right? So the things that make you extremely angry, the things that make you extremely sad, the things that make you extremely happy, right? All of these highly highly emotionally charged items or things in your life, I guarantee that those three things will lead you to a space in that either that brought you to coaching, that is keeping you in coaching, or that will lead you to who you should be coaching. One of those, all of those areas, actually. And so as we create a system, what that does is allow us to identify and clearly pinpoint what steps we ourselves personally took to go from where we were to where we are now. Now, an example of that is a system that I created called From Purpose to Profit. And it really, like I said, I'm a business coach, right? So I have a background in accounting. I love marketing. I love helping people get clients. And so this really just came to me when I was sitting in my car, in my girlfriend's car, actually. She was washing. We were at the car wash. And it came to me while I was thinking about what are the steps that people need to take in order to get from where they are to where they want to be. And I had, at the time, I had one of those Walmart sketch pads. You can get them. They're like $4 or $5. They're blank on the inside. There's no lines, which in my opinion, I think everyone should have one because as coaches, 9 times out of 10, we have lots of ideas. And these sketch pads allow us to draw everything out without worrying about it. So on the sketch pad, I literally drew a path. And I thought about, okay, so where do we go? And what do we need to acknowledge? And so I thought about the past, right, which is what I just mentioned to you, this idea of acknowledging kind of where you came from. And in the past, what I recognized is that you're dealing, it's a lot of self-reflection, right? So we're talking about your values, your motivations, what pushed you to where you are now. And from a business standpoint, that's all your branding stuff. That's everything that really sets the foundation of your entire brand. You know, when we talk about your values, if you're an ILCT student, then you probably did the values exercise in the foundational course where you have to match one value to the next. That, like, literally set the entire foundation for my business, was having to decide what value was most important. So going through that, then from there we go from the next step I thought was, okay, you need to affect your programming, right? So that's not only creating your coaching program, which I think I did another recording about that, so definitely check that out if you get a chance, but the program also speaks to your mental program, so programming your mind, right? So getting affirmations, getting yourself in the mindset of I'm going to make money doing what I love. These are the steps that I personally think that people need to take. So start with your past, then program your mind, then, of course, create your program, and then from there you want to practice, right? So this is my own perspective on, I believe, what coaches need to do in order to get their names out, in order to get good, really good at coaching, is to really host free group workshops. And they serve a couple of purposes. One is to introduce people to you and then allow them to begin getting to know you. And then last but not least, as you go through that path, you go from path to program, practice, and then profit. So then, of course, that talks about all the different ways that you can package your expertise and sell it. So online courses, membership sites, CDs, affirmation recordings, recorded video bundles. The thing to remember, and this was my own process, right? This is a system that I came up with as I thought about, okay, so who are the people that I want to work with, and what are the things that I went through in order to get to the place where I want to take them? And so if you begin to think about that, you can come up with your own system. And as you practice your workshops, doing them over and over again, as people interact with the material, you'll notice some of the same questions coming up. So then that allows you to add that kind of more fuel to the fire in terms of what you think people will need. Again, a lot of this comes from confidence, right? So we just have to have the confidence that it doesn't, even if you give people all of the instructions, especially if you give them all of the instructions, we have to understand that there's a lot of different types of people in the world. There are some people who really can, quote-unquote, coach them their damn self, right? So we want to give them all the instructions anyway. And here's why. Those people will become part of your personal marketing team, whether you know it or not. So when you give people all of the answers, especially in a way where they had to make some level of investment. Now, I'm not saying give it all away for free, but, you know, charge $10, $15, $20 for a book where you give away everything. That allows people who do have that level of discipline, now they can do everything by themselves. They don't have to hire you. But guess what? Anyone they know who is experiencing the problem that you solved, they're now going to tell them, hey, check this book out. Check this person out. They're going to be able to help you. Most people, again, do not have the level of discipline that's required in order for them to go through life without a coach. They just don't. So even if you give them all the answers, there's probably one out of 10 people who can say, oh, I'm going to follow this book to a T, and I'll be fine. But all of the rest of their friends are not going to be fine. They're going to need to call you. So the thing to remember about building a coaching practice is that any coach, in order to, you know, build the relationship, it's really about having multiple interactions with you and having multiple avenues or ways for people to build the relationship. It's kind of like when someone signs up for a coaching package with you, a one-on-one coaching package, it's almost, I liken it to them agreeing to marry you, right? And so before we get married, we need to go on several, if not a lot, of low-risk dates. Like, I need to get to know you. I need to feel like I can trust you. I need to feel like I actually like you. So one of the biggest things that I've noticed that's holding us back, most of us back from writing a book, is really fear. Again, we have to have the confidence, number one, that no one has the story that I have, that we have. No one is better than us at being us. There's tons of coaches out here, true, but how many coaches came from accounting to go into nonprofit management to then have a mobile massage business who lived out of her backpack for a year, wrote a book in a weekend? You see what I'm saying? So these are all the things that describe me. So there's a million business coaches out here. There's a million coaches, especially in who can teach you Facebook marketing and online marketing. But I guarantee you they're not going to come from the same perspective that I come from. And the same thing is applicable for you. No matter what your industry is, there's no one in the world who has the exact same experiences that you've had. There's no one in the world who looks at things the exact same way that you do. And so what that means is that what you have to offer is valuable. The other thing is, there may be other people who do think the way that you do, but I guarantee you they're not coaches. Most of us, especially those of us in the coaching field, we're typically the first one across the finish line. But we don't recognize that there's 200 people behind us looking for the path that we followed until we put something out there that's low risk, like a book or a blog post or something to that effect. So it's important that we share our stories because there's a specific group of people that we're meant to serve. And no matter how many people there are, we could never serve all those people at once. And so that's the purpose for having a book. So when it comes to writing a book, we do have to move beyond the standard or traditional way of thinking about a book. And so when you're talking about writing a book, there's literally tons of types of books you can write. As I mentioned, the John Maxwell coach that I had spoken to or worked with, she had a book where there were interview questions. Like I flipped through the book and I saw the exact format. It was like 10 or 20 questions, and every person in the book answered the same questions. And the one thing that they had in common was that they all were part of the same network marketing firm. This is something that you can do as well. You can bring people together who you all have something in common with and provide other people's stories, right? So, for example, if you're a soccer fanatic or you love cooking, maybe peach cobbler is your thing. All you have to do is pick your angle and go with it. The way that you position yourself as an expert is the fact that you are the one who's bringing everyone together. This is an easy way for you to become a published author. Do it with friends and now you have a product. The other thing that you can do is you can go in with a bunch of people from similar industries, right? So you can of course do something that relates to something you love, a passion or a hobby, but you could also do a coaching collaboration, right? Maybe with other coaches that you have something in common with. Maybe you can do all the coaches who live in the same town as you. Now that would be a way to position yourself as an expert. You could also do something. Maybe you could do something for people who have the same skill level as you. So you all can talk about, you know, how you got to where you are. You could do, maybe if you're a guy coach, you can do male relationship coaches. But whatever it is that you're doing, you can come together with other people and write a book about it. One of the books that I always think about when I talk about this is Chicken Soup for the Soul. And it's literally a bunch of stories brought together. And there's multiple of them. There's lots of those chicken soup books, right? So you don't have to stop at this. Again, like I said before, you can create your own system and you know, mailing out the steps and grouping the steps that you've gone through into your own coaching model, and you can write about that. So the most important thing, and we're wrapping up soon, so after you choose your topic, and definitely you want to make sure that it's something that you're really super-duper good at, you just want to make an outline about it. My first book that I, after the holistic business guide that I wrote, the book that I wrote in a weekend, was all about networking because people told me for the past, I don't know, 10 or 12 years that I'm really good at networking and I need to teach people how to do it. Well, I couldn't make heads or tails of it, but I finally just said, okay, screw it, I'm going to write this book. And what I did was just what I told you about creating this system. If you really just write down, okay, so what are the steps that people need to take in order to do what it is that you do? Whatever it is that people say that you do well. And I literally wrote out an outline. It didn't take me long at all. And what I did after I made the outline, which is what I'm telling you to do, you want to, of course, make sure that you have enough information. You're as much of an expert as possible. This is something that, you know, in the way that you gauge that you're an expert, of course you can do research, but I always say that when you're doing a book in a weekend, you want to do a topic that you can talk, that people, when you talk about it to people, their eyes glaze over. This is how you know that it's something that you are an expert at. Because you can talk about it for hours on end. And people were just like, they'll ask you questions, and they'll just be like, what? Okay, explain that. So if you can talk out your outline or go over your outline with someone who may not be familiar with that specific problem that you're solving, even better, because it'll help inform your talk. So what you're doing is you're creating this outline, and then you're recording yourself as you talk about it. So it's almost like doing a speaking engagement. Now, there's tons of ways that you can record yourself. There's Zoom, that Z like zebra, OOM, which is a audio recording software. It's free for, I think, your first 30 minutes. I personally pay for it, $15 a month. It's like Skype, but in my opinion, it's a little bit better. It's how I conduct my coaching calls through Zoom, but you can also record yourself doing your actual book, right? So speaking it into existence. And then from there, it downloads, once you're finished, it downloads into a file. Typically, you can expect that if you know a subject really, really well, you can expect that you'll be talking anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours plus, right? And so if you know it really, really well, 2 hours plus, after you have this file, now all you got to do is get it transcribed. One of my favorite sites for freelancers where I found my current virtual assistant who does transcription was on Upwork. That's U-P like Peter, W-O-R-K like Kilo, Upwork.com. Great site for freelancers. So then after you've recorded it, you send the file over to someone who can now transcribe it for you. So Zoom is an option. What I also meant to mention was freeconferencecall.com. That's also an option where you can literally just call in and you can record yourself. You may have to call on two different phones, but you can record yourself talking, and so you can use that as a file as well. From there, you want to find an editor. Upwork, again, is a great source for finding an editor. I personally got my editor, the two that I have used, one that I used before, another one that I'm using now, through networking, and really just through making relationships online. In the online space, there's lots of different author groups. There are book coaches. I mean, literally everything that you need is out there for you if you just ask the right people who have done it. Let's see. So you get an editor, and then from there you get a graphic designer who specializes in writing a book, who's familiar with formatting. For me, again, through networking, I just happened to have someone who does formatting, and so she did it for me. So again, really quickly, you make an outline of something that you know extremely well. You record yourself, get it transcribed, get an editor, have a graphic designer do your book cover and do the formatting. And Lulu.com is what I use for the self-publishing. And I like the reason that I use Lulu. I know other people have used CreateSpace, but it's a way for you can do it yourself. So these are the two places. That's lulu.com or createspace.com. So both of those are great places for you to do your book. So I've got a couple of questions that were already submitted, so I will go ahead and touch on those. Dee asked, did you already know what you were going to write for the weekend? Yes. Did you already have chapters in mind, or did you write a book over the weekend completely from scratch? Well, I wrote out the outline, and the outline were the chapters. So it was actually pretty simple. David says, having served as director of a nonprofit and more recently as a recipient of coaching as part of the nonprofit team, what has the presenter learned and is effective in selling the organization on the value added by coaching so that it is added to the budget? I don't sell. What I do is allow people to experience it for themselves. So sometimes that includes, you know, I prefer groups. So here's the thing. It's not just about allowing people to experience it. You have to get in touch and kind of get in a room with the decision makers and find out where they are and what direction they want their organization to go. So it would be extremely beneficial for you, and I say this a lot to anyone who's selling a product, is before you ever try to sell anyone anything, focus on building that relationship. Focus on identifying, I call it chess move marketing. I teach friendship-based marketing, which is really this idea that before I ever try to sell you anything, my entire job is to find out who the heck you are, what's important to you, what are you working on, what kind of goals do you have, and then for me to then provide a resource free of charge that may or may not be me or may or may not position me, you know, as the answer to all of your problems. The goal is for us to create a relationship, a friendship, really, that allows us to get to know one another over a period of time. So when you talk about selling the organization on the value, I wouldn't necessarily go that route because it puts you at a disadvantage, in my opinion. What I would instead do is attempt to get in the room and in the spaces with the decision maker and become a resource for them. And as you become a resource for people, I have this saying, help people who help people, right? So as you position yourself as someone who helps decision makers, eventually you'll come, and usually that's around the fifth to seventh conversation, it comes down to, okay, so how can I help you? You know what I mean? After you've helped people so many times, and I usually, you know how in chess, usually you're thinking 3 to 5 moves ahead. What I tell people is, number one, you want to get to know someone. Find out what they're dealing with. The second interaction that you have with them really boils down to providing a resource or connection. And then the third interaction is following up with them to find out how that resource or connection that you provided, how it went. And then the fourth interaction is just a check-in. Hey, how are things going? Most people who are givers, who are in positions of leadership, when you give them something, and it doesn't even matter what it is, they instantly are drawn to you and they want to support you. So how do you, quote-unquote, sell an organization on coaching? You allow them to experience it. So having a book where they can see it for themselves, where there's no pressure, that is actually, I think that will be huge for you. Kelvin says, how many references should you use when creating a product? As many as you feel are necessary. But again, the point is to position yourself as an expert, so you are always providing your spin, your unique spin, on whatever it is that you're creating. Diane says, how you choose a focused, pinpointed topic. Choose, again, you want to focus on what you're good at. And like I said, if you focus specifically on what you yourself have done, that will always put you in a position of authority and power because you can speak from experience. You're not speaking from theory. You're not talking about what someone told you. You're talking about what you know for sure, okay? That is what allows people to have confidence in you. Maria says, I have trouble considering my opinion important enough to base a book on. Well, that is definitely a confidence issue, so there's a couple of ways that you can address that. You can begin. You can look at your own life, like I mentioned, and look at the exact steps that you took to transform your own life, whether that, you know, from step A to step Z, or you can work with a book coach or a confidence coach to help you move forward and address some of the blocks that you have in terms of writing a book. I think that would be your best bet. Ashley says, what system tool do you use to sell the book? I've heard of Gumroad, Teachable, just not sure which is best. I use Lulu.com. Again, they handle everything in order to sell the book. So you can go to Lulu.com right now and type in Natisha Willis, and you'll see my Freedom Finder there. So that's where I'll be doing my other books. The other reason I like Lulu.com is that they do get over to Amazon. Trish says, when someone has a book in mind that carries seemingly various things, can you provide suggestions for gaining specific clarity? Trish, I'll be honest with you. I like books that are kind of like gumbo. That's just my own personal opinion. But I'm willing to bet if you're trying to separate it out, there's a really good chance that there's an overarching theme that encompasses or umbrella that encompasses all of those things, and you can literally walk it out. So if you talk about paths or journeys, right, then you can incorporate all of those things in there. How do you get a book published? Again, Lulu.com. One thing to keep in mind, one of my mentors, her book has been an Amazon bestseller for like 5 or 6 years. What she mentioned to me, because when she first wrote her book, she wanted to get published. She wanted it to get picked up by a major publishing company, but they wouldn't pick it up. Well, what happened was because she was out teaching these workshops in her side of her community and she was selling the books and then she began talking about it online and other people started wanting the book, she really built up her own following so that now, like 5 or 6 years later, she's Ford is doing some work with her, United Way is doing some work with her, she's speaking all around the country, right? So now she's in a position where she receives like 70, I think it's something like 70 or 80% of the fees from her book. Like me personally, I think I get something like, I think it boils down to about 75%. So basically when you self-publish, you get all the money, basically. So for example, for me to buy my Freedom Finder, my Friend Finder, myself when I get it published, it's on demand. So I can buy one at a time and they're like $4 a piece plus shipping. But then I sell them for $20. When you get picked up by a major publishing company, which is a bit of a challenge to do, I'll tell you, as a new coach, I think your time would be better served in getting your name out there, you know, kind of ground level stuff. But when you get picked up by a major publishing company, you're not getting 75% on the cost. You're getting something like 10 or 15%. So it's also financially beneficial for you to do your own publishing. Sarah says, when you say a book, how long of a book are we talking about? Well, it could be anywhere from 100 pages to longer. But it really just depends on what it is that you're talking about and how well you know your topic. Again, we have to begin to, if you go to the bookstore, their books, they are literally of all sizes and lengths. So don't allow the fact that you have a 30-page book, don't allow that to hinder or stop you. There's people who out there who are publishing coloring books. There aren't even any words in those. There's how-to guides. There's recipe books. There's all kinds. There's a vast number of books. But I will tell you, the more specific you are, and honestly, most people don't have time to read a huge book. So if your book is short, it actually puts you at an advantage because people are going to buy it and they're actually going to read the words that you have to say. So how do you know how much content to put out there and still be confident that people will still want to hire you as a coach versus just reading your book? Again, like I said earlier, transformation does not happen from a book. If it did happen from a book, would you really want to waste your most valuable time, your most valuable resource, your time, going through the rigmarole, the relationship building, investing all of your time into someone to get into a coaching relationship with them and then find out that what their issue could have been handled, you know, with a $10 book? Probably not. You would probably not want to waste, you know, charge someone $1,000 and their entire issue is solved in 10 minutes. You probably wouldn't want to do that. Tiffany asks, how do I find an editor for my product or book? Again, I think I mentioned that I networked for both of mine. So, Amy, are you there?
I am here.
Awesome. So does anyone have any other questions? Those are all the ones that I had previously submitted. Is there something specific they need to do in order to ask a question? Is anyone there? Okay. Well, I'm going to assume then that no one has questions. Which will definitely be a first. Okay. Well, Amy?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
I have a question.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Hi. What's your name?
Hi. This is Irene. I just wondered, was the cost of the graphic designer and the editor, I guess that's above and beyond what you would pay, like the Lulu.com, and kind of what the, you know, the range, price range, or cost of an editor and a graphic designer would be?
So it really varies. Again, the simpler your with your graphics, the more simple that your cover is, the easier it will be for you. Again, my graphic designer, I just happened to meet her like 2 years prior, and so we've just really been really good friends. We became friends. And so by the time I even thought about doing this book, she did it for me free of charge. But Upwork.com has great, they have freelancers for all price points. Oh, another place is onlinejobs.ph. So if you wanted to have someone offshore, say in the Philippines, to do it, their fees are usually a lot lower. But again, it's kind of like it's almost like a crapshoot.
Okay.
So for both the transcription, you said Lulu.com does the publishing, which you're right. You asked for the graphic designer. Oh, and the editor. The editor that I just met, and I literally met her in a Facebook group about writing books. She does, I think, something like 75 pages for $75 or something crazy like that. The other editor, I don't remember. I did a rush job with the other editor, so I don't remember how much you charge. But, yeah, if you go through, and this is why I tell people, relationships save you lots of money.
Yeah.
And so if you can build relationships or tap into the relationships with people that you already have, like if you email me at NatishaWillis.com, if you go to my website and say, hey, I listened to your talk about writing a book, can you connect me with your resource for? I'll certainly do that for you.
Yeah.
Like the editor
that.
That's $75, she's working on her website, and I called her before I started this class. I was like, yo, you need to have your website up. So she's working on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you go to my website, I'll send you her information, no problem.
Oh, that's great. And just a couple of other thoughts. What about, you said that Lulu will do the sales promotion for you, and then also do they handle the copyright stuff as well?
Now, I personally did not do the copyright piece. My mentor, who I
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure what's
Thank
happening.
You. Thank you.
Yeah,
Thanks.
You're welcome. Does anyone else have any other questions that I can answer for you? Okay. Well, definitely thank you for giving me your last hour. I appreciate it. If you have any other questions, definitely, like I said, you can always go to my website, natishawillis.com, and there's a contact information there.
Natisha? We do have...
Uh-oh.
Okay. I think everybody is unmuted. If you have a question, go ahead and ask it. We're having some strange issues with...
The Friend Finder, which was a journal, it was basically, like I said, it was maybe 4 pages, and the last 2 copies, it was meant to be a 90-day journal to keep track of all the people you were meeting. And so if you email me, if you go to natishawillis.com and just go into the contact page, I can send you the link for, I can send you the actual book for that. That's not a problem.
Okay.
My other 2 books that are coming out, one is about friendship-based marketing. The other one is about the 30 days of self-reflection. I was not giving those away for free, but since you asked, sure, why not? Just email me and I'll send them to you. You ask not because you have not.
Well,
you have not because you ask not. So because you asked, for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm on your page, and I am emailing you right now.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Did anyone else have any other questions I could answer?
So, well, I do have one other one. And by the way, my name is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
So, hi. So with this, I mean, you still have to have things like an IBN number or copywriting. I mean, do you need to get all of that when you self-publish?
You don't have to. You probably should eventually, but I'm of the school of thought that done is better than perfect. And so what I did with the very first thing I did was with my journal, I kind of just did it. And so, you know, I sold some copies online. So that way if people, you know, once I kind of learned more, then the goal was, okay, I do better the next time. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's illegal for you to put it out there. And, I mean, you know, usually there's some fear around stealing or whatever. I don't really operate in fear. I believe in collective consciousness, which is basically there's nothing new under the sun. Like, we're all thinking the same thing at the same time anyway. And mm-hmm. so it's really just about, you know, and my people are my people. So they're looking for what it is that I have to offer. And, you know, whether I'm registered with the Library of Congress or not, they need what it is that I have. So I'll give it to them.
Okay. Thank you.
But, yeah, no problem. But if you Google any of that, I'm sure there's, you know, tons of information out there. I just don't have experience with it. I'm sorry.
Okay. And it's not necessary, really, to get it out there.
It's not required, no. Okay. And, again, because I'm like a grassroots person, if you start with your local community, you'll be fine. And then, okay. you know, as you grow, you can do more. You can do better. But
okay, perfect.
My name is Candace, and I'll interrupt that for just a minute. I know someone who is a published writer and actually has hooked up with a publishing house. And she said anymore, when you have things in your computer, they're date stamped well enough that it's almost not necessary to bother to copyright anything because you can pretty well prove it's yours if somebody tries to rip it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I don't even operate in that. And, and right. I know it's, for most people it sounds crazy, but it's funny because most of the ways that I do things are very intuition-based. So it's like, well, my intuition says this, and then someone like you, thank you, will say, oh, well, I've got some fact-based evidence that basically says the same thing you're saying. So it's always, I love when that happens. Like, yeah, I'm glad I follow my intuition.
But I was also wondering if you could help those of us figure out how to market our book. If we don't have many networking skills, don't have much of a network, and aren't that involved in the community, what other means might there be to help market a book?
Okay. Well, I would definitely start getting involved in the community. One thing to keep in mind, and I teach branding, and so, again, your brand is your reputation, which is really just you. It's what you're known for. So you have to expand your understanding. You're not selling a book. Right? Even if you have a book and even if you want people to buy it, you're really not selling a book. What you're doing is you're introducing people to who you are and how you serve people. And so when you think about it in terms of anything that you do is related to allowing people to know what you do and how you serve, what that does is allow you to package how you serve in whatever way you want to. So if that's recording, so you can do free classes, right? And again, you can do free teleconference classes. You can download those onto a CD, and you can have those for sale on your website. You can, of course, have a book. You can do free classes So when I tell people about marketing, I always say go to where the people are, not necessarily try to bring the people to you when you're first getting started. So if you have a church, if you belong to a church, if you're a Girl Scout, if you love football, I always say begin networking, begin making those connections, because what happens, in order to grow huge, you have to start with one, right? So in order to know 1,000 people, you got to first start with knowing one person and getting to know that one person as well as possible. And so when I teach friendship-based marketing, which I hate the word networking, what I teach is really this idea of serving, lead with your give, right? So getting in a place where you are serving first, but you always want to help people who help people. And the reason why is because people who help others typically are not being asked, how can I help you, right? So I'm talking about leaders of organizations. So for me, the best places that I've ever found to, quote-unquote, network, which is really just connect with folks, are places where we're learning something, we are volunteering for a cause, and they're like, I've met some really high-powered individuals, literally just at conferences where I'm learning stuff or volunteering for some cause that I care about. Is there a physical reason that prevents you from getting out and meeting people?
No, I'm just kind of a loner.
I understand. Believe it or not, I am too. The reason that I only got out of it because my mother, we moved a lot when I was a child. So I was always the new kid at school, and kids picked on the quiet kid. So I learned how to make friends really fast, mostly so I could just be left alone. So it's like, okay, now we're friends, now I can read my book in peace.
So you're telling me I have to get up and get involved, whether I like it or not.
You got to make some friends. You don't like making friends?
Well, I just retired from being a professional counselor, and I put my to work. So I didn't have too many friends except for a few colleagues, and that was about it. But I'm getting ready to relocate, so hopefully I'll be able to make some I have more time to get out.
Gotcha. So my business partner is a licensed counselor, so I know exactly what you're talking about. So I will say that coaching is a little bit different, because your idea, which I'm assuming since you said you retired from it, this idea is ingrained in you in terms of professional boundaries. So making friends is definitely going to take just a little bit more effort, because, you know, most of us are, because I did massage therapy, right? And we're taught that you can't be friends with your clients. But in order for people to trust you and really trust you enough to trust their transformation in your hands, they have to like you, and you have to have some level of relationship outside. At least this has been my experience. They have to feel like we have some relationship outside of I'm giving you my money and then I'm receiving coaching like a bag of chips. Like, this can't just be a transactional experience. This needs to be, I need to feel like you are a part of my community.
Well, that's helpful.
Yeah. I hope so. Well, you have definitely, you're going to make me do this networking course that I've been putting off for the longest. So if you could email me as well, I've got some questions for you that'll help inform my course. And so I'll do a course, and then I'll send you a link so you could get into it free of charge.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Any other questions?
Hi, this is Teresa. You mentioned, I think, a website where you could record yourself. I think it was it Zoom?
Yes.
Could you spell that again, please? I kind of missed that.
Uh-huh. Z like zebra, O like Oprah, O like Oprah, M like Mary.
Okay, and it's a website.
It's an app. It's similar to Skype. So it's a video conferencing app, but it has the capability. So that's why I teach my courses on. But it has the capability for you to turn off the video and just record audio. It's $15 a month at the lowest rate, But if you're just recording audio, you can also, again, so I use it's both, it's dual purpose for me. So I use it for recording, like, my book stuff, but then I also use, I record my podcast interviews, which I'm doing, that'll be a book as well. So if you're thinking about book ideas, you can interview people. So that, you know, I do my podcast interviews on that. I use it for my coaching calls. But you can also use freeconferencecall.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? Okay. Well, just remember, again, if you go to Google and put in quote, how to write a book in a weekend, and end quote, PDF, like P like Peter, D like David, F like Frank, you can find a book that walks you through this entire process with hyperlinks for different resources and stuff, too. I didn't use those exact resources, but that's just another resource for you. I think that book is maybe 45 or 50 pages, so you can totally – you can do this. This is not it's not rocket science, I promise. All righty. Well, thanks, everyone.
Well, thank you so much, Natasha.
Thank you. Yes, thank and if you have any other questions, please, please, please don't hesitate. Oftentimes I do these, and people will say, I didn't think you were serious about really emailing you. Yes, I'm serious. if there's anything I can assist you with, let me know. You know, I came through this program. I love the program. That's why I'm teaching these classes. So I want to support. I think everybody in the world needs to have a coach. I feel like every coach deserves a coach. I think everybody needs to get trained as a coach. So whatever I can do to help you get more clients, please, because the world needs you. Whatever your special brand of awesomeness is, we need more of you out there. We need your book. We need all of you. So please, please, please let me know if I can support you in any way.
Oh, you bet. I am a coach, and you would definitely be hearing from me.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, good night, everybody. Thank you for giving me an hour out of your evening.
Oh,
thank you, Natasha.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.